From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Today was a holy, solemn day for Shia Muslims, and in Iraq, insurgents targeted them as they prayed. At least 30 people were reported killed in attacks across the country. 35 were killed yesterday on the eve of today's Ashura holiday. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Baghdad on the violence and the religious observances.
In cities across Iraq, the Shia faithful marched through the streets, whipping themselves with chains. They mourned the death in 680 AD of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Things were worse last year when 180 Iraqis were killed, according to U.S. military estimates. This year, security was tighter and Iraq's land borders were temporarily closed. Iraqis say that the recent elections taught citizens valuable lessons about guarding public events. On the approach to Baghdad's Mus al-Qadim Mosque, Iraqi National Guardsmen set up a checkpoint where they stopped a van. A masked Iraqi National Guardsman told Al Arabiya television that he saw two suicide bombers get out of the van. One detonated his charge on the spot, killing a guardsman and wounding a civilian. Another got as far as the mosque's gate before guards shot and killed him with his explosives still on his belt. In West Baghdad's Bayah district, this eyewitness told Al Arabiya that a man on a motorcycle tried to blow up a mosque, but he was stopped by barriers around it. Instead, he detonated his explosives at the funeral of a woman killed in one of yesterday's bombings. The worst attack of the day came in Baghdad's Qadamiyah district, where a man got on a bus and set off an explosive. In the city of Karbala, the city center was closed to traffic, and local residents joined Iraqi police and National Guards in manning defenses. Thousands of celebrants surged through the streets, waving red and green flags and chanting the name of the Imam Hussein. It was near Karbala that Hussein was killed in battle by the troops of the Caliph of Islam. A delegation of American senators was in Iraq today to assess the scene. New York Senator Hillary Clinton commented on the holiday attacks.
The fact that you have these suicide bombers now wreaking such hatred and violence while people pray is, to me, an indication of their failure.
Today's violence was seen as both sectarian and political. As their Ashura traditions have been revived, their political fortunes have been boosted by their recent electoral victory. Shia are still negotiating with Kurds and other factions to select heads of state and government. A decision is expected in the coming days. The attacks over the Ashura holiday would seem to be a test of Shiite patience. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.